Dear Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. It's me, Wesley, the one mom, aunts, and grannies Tashley prayed for. The men might too, but you know, secrets. As covered as I am by their devotions, I've been doing a terrible job of wrapping the blanket myself. For sinners, even though forgiveness is a shout away, guilt firmly grips our mute button. It's hard to come forth humbly when you are embarrassed. Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Will the gates fly open, or will the door crack a smile, and I have but a window to enter and grab a seat? Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. See, that's what frightens me. What happens when they see the crooked? Will they judge the tilt and forget that I too have earned these wings? Our Father, my Father, your Father, her Father, his Father, the Messiah, Allah, Jehovah, Yahweh, Shiva, Ogun, shared by many, but may not look the same. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our debts. I owe the world more than I can offer. I walk with a chip, and my head hangs low when the world gains more weight. Forgive us our debts, as we forget our debtors. Easier read than done. Some of your children aren't playing fair. And lead us not into temptation. Well, down here, temptation has felt more like home than church. And sometimes I question why and how I found myself in its belly. All I know is that my halo is crooked because I overstayed its welcome. Deliver us from evil, I'm guessing, one day, but not today. Evil always seems to carry two things, an entry point into my life and a smile. I'd be lying if I said I wanted to be delivered. For now, I can deal. Our Father, hallowed be, as it is in heaven, forgive, lead us, for thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Come as you are. Today I am here as I am, and if you don't let me in, I understand. Amen. Crooked. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 15 of the Crooked Halo Crew, featuring myself, Jay Wesley. Glad to have you here. I know today's intro was a little bit deep and dark, but ebbs and flows on this podcast. ebbs and flows. So today, before I get into it, I want to cover three things. So I'm going to continue on the same train of thought that I had in the intro and share a piece from my book, From Heartbreaks to Love Notes, titled Guilty Prayers. I want to go into the motivational section, share a piece that just came across in a group chat that I thought the timing was perfect given that I was recording a podcast tonight. So I'm going to share that. And I'm going to introduce something new. And so over the last week or so, I've been pooling people online asking, what should I discuss on my podcast? So I'm actually going to take a suggestion from a viewer and discuss that. So let's get into the podcast. Before we get into the piece from Heartbreak to Love Notes, I wanted to discuss this episode's intro. And I came across the background music earlier today. And if you listen carefully, the words I'm praying over is being repeated throughout the song. And it reminded me of that saying, your grandmother's prayers are still covering you. It's either your grandmother's tears or your grandmother's prayers are still protecting you. But nevertheless, and when I heard that song, I thought about that quote. And the intro was, as dark as it is, it's a vulnerable piece, and it's almost a love letter to the one upstairs. And that piece also reminded me of a piece from my book called Guilty Prayers, and I'm going to share that with you. One of the most transparent, even though very short, one of the most transparent pieces I've ever written. I'm not sure if I shared it on this podcast, but I'm going to share it now. And it ties to Crooked Halo Crew. I haven't delved very deep into it, but in time, we need to fixate on the halo part and why the halo is crooked and what are the feels behind a crooked halo. And in time, we'll get there. Baby steps. So here's the piece, Guilty Prayers. It's not that I forget to pray. Sometimes I am too ashamed to speak your name. Asking for forgiveness when I don't seek change. I do not want to waste your time. It is bad enough how much I waste mine. Guilty Prayers by myself, Jay Wesley. One of my favorite pieces. One of my, once again, most vulnerable pieces. And obviously, I know the avid churchgoers, when I used to post this on Instagram and on social media, they would tell me, oh, God doesn't think like that. All you have to do is say you're sorry and kneel and bow and all is forgiven. And I get that. But the peace extended itself beyond that. Look at the key words, ashamed, forgiveness. And that line, sometimes I'm too ashamed to speak your name. It reminded me of the intro when it said guilt firmly grips the mute button. And sometimes when you're embarrassed, it's hard to confront what you're embarrassed by. And I used to have not a love-hate relationship with God, but I always felt like the unworthy child. And because you know you can do better, but there were moments when I didn't feel like I wanted to do better. Or if I knew where I was at that time or who I was at that point in time. And so that helped me to write that piece, Guilty Prayers. Because I am, or used to be, not so much these days, But I was very much the person that would go to prayer when I was either extremely hurt, desperate, or needed something. And it wasn't needed in, like, I can't even say, like, finances. Even when I've gone through, like, rocky moments with that. But it was just more when I felt broken, I knew where to go when I needed to be stitched. But I am working on forwarding myself and presenting myself when I do feel whole, and being thankful and grateful for wholeness and joy and all the in-betweens. And like, this podcast ebbs and flows. So I wanted to continue the same personality from the intro into the body of this podcast. So thank you for listening to my piece, Guilty Prayers. It's, once again, it's one of my favorite pieces. It's in my book, From Heartbreak to Love Notes. Plug it, I guess, since I'm here. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it on my website. You can get it at jwesleycollection.com. Also now, I believe, Barnes & Noble's. Apple Pod, all that jazz. Really good book, though. I love that book. So moving on. Oh, yes. Shout out to my cousin Shem White. He shared this piece. So for the motivational corner segment of this podcast, I wanted to read this piece with you because I know the intro was a little dense and I didn't want it to be a sorrow. Like, I really want this podcast to be light, but I also want it to be realistic. Actually, let's dial that back a little bit. I didn't finish what I wanted to inject or I wanted to speak on in Guilty Prayers. I had three takeaways that I wrote that had to deal with that piece. So I want to share those three. Just because you felt wrong in the moment doesn't mean it wasn't the right thing to do. And when I'm talking about guilty, I'm talking about us sometimes facing ourselves in the moment and being our toughest critic. And sometimes the right thing doesn't always feel like the right thing to do. And I'm saying that for those that do feel guilty to the point where they don't want to pray, I'm asking that you extend yourself some grace. Number two, we need to stop beating ourselves over empty space. And when I say empty space, I'm referring to those hindsight is 2020 moments. And the empty space being the would've's and should've's and I could've's. And we won't celebrate what we've been able to accomplish. We won't celebrate the good that we've done. We tend to celebrate the empty space. The, what if I would've done this better? What if I would've excelled or achieved more? What if I would've shared a greater amount? And we need to stop beating ourselves for the things that didn't happen and really start learning to champion and be our own cheerleaders and applaud ourselves and pat ourselves on the back when we did good. Because more often than not, we sprinkle and pour out a lot more good into this world than bad. We just tend to remember the bad parts. Lastly, number three, remember, it's okay to be human. Be human. For those that are extremely religious, you were created to be Christ-like, not Christ. So anytime you're Christ-like, that's you not being perfect. You weren't created to be perfect. And whenever you're not perfect, you are simply being human. And what they say, no sin is greater than the others. I'm not there yet. I think some sins are pretty damn fucking terrible. But that's a whatever. Take it how you want to. But once again, when we're having a conversation of extending grace, I'm asking that we be a little bit more lenient. Don't take it and run and just do terrible and fault all the time. No, but it's okay to be human. Remember that. All right, cool. Now we're going to go into the motivational segment. And This piece is by, I hope I'm saying their name correctly, Topher Kirby. And it goes like this. I am not done yet. In fact, I'm just getting started. I had goals, I had ideas, I had so many plans for my life, and they all changed over and over again. And sometimes that's a challenge, but most of the time, it's a gift. Because sometimes the place you really need to go in life was somewhere you would have never planned on your own, by Topher Kirby. Beautiful piece. Not going to read it again, but just a beautiful piece. If you want to hear it again, rewind. I love, there are two parts that really stand out. I had so many plans for my life and they all changed over and over again. And sometimes that's a challenge, but most of the time it's a gift. And it reminds me of the intro piece. When I started talking about temptation and how I often found myself in its belly. And perspective. Was I being challenged or was I gifted by being placed there? What did I carry with me to light the torch for someone else? And sometimes you are being positioned to help other people. And that's why we don't know where we are at the moment until hindsight 2020 kicks in. And then you realize you were supposed to be there because there was a lesson you were supposed to learn to pass on to someone else. There was a lesson you were supposed to learn to develop and enhance your growth. There's always a lesson. There's always a lesson. Even in the bad, there's a lesson. Because you felt wrong in the moment doesn't mean it wasn't the right thing to do. Because you may have done wrong, but there was a lesson. And I also love, because sometimes the place you really need to go in life was somewhere you would have never planned on your own. For my plans are not your plans. I don't know a lot of Bible scripture, but I remember that one. And we often try to chart our own paths. But it's just not supposed to. Life isn't supposed to go as planned. Perfection doesn't allow you to grow as a person. You have to stray off course. You have to learn how to navigate and find your own way. You have to know when it's time to be a lamp and when it's time to be your own torch. And so I really, somewhere you would have never planned on your own. We tend to plan and land in safety nets, but you weren't designed to take the safe course. You weren't designed to live your life on cruise control. As responsible as we are at times, right? And sometimes as much as we get caught up in day-to-day activities, we have to sometimes dial it back and remember why we're here. And sometimes you can get so caught up in who you're here for that you forget why you're here. And so that is my motivational section of this podcast. But that was a very good piece. I like that. I may post that one on Instagram. Third, my IG inspired topic. So this one, shout out to, I hope I'm saying it right, Letitia C. Don't send me a nasty DM. But I'm actually going to use your suggestion for this portion of my podcast. And in one of my random thoughts, I mentioned that I was trying to figure out what this episode was going to be centered around. And Letitia suggestion was, how about I talk about number 3 in my random thoughts? So for those who don't pay me any attention on Instagram, or for those who may have missed it, Number three was as follows. My scariest demons are the ones that haunt me and remind me of the things I used to do. I'll say that again, because it's mine. Drink break. Well, you knew it was coming. Number three. My scariest demons are the ones that haunt me and remind me of the things I used to do. And it's so fitting. I felt like everything in this episode is connecting. And it reminds me when I was a couple of minutes ago when I was talking about we have to learn how to extend grace to ourselves. And so I used to always say, I can, from here on out, I can pour nothing but excellence in the world. But if you were to average who I am over my lifetime, the best grade I can get is a good. All that because I haven't always made the right mistakes. I am thankful for them, for where I am, but I still will always have to carry who I hurt in order to become or grow into the person I want to be. And one of my favorite lines from my book is, I've broken a lot of hearts. Not my favorite, but like one of the truest ones. I've broken a lot of hearts to fix mine. Very true. I'm very much an empath. I'm very much an overthinker. And it's very... One of your most transparent... Not even transparent. When your demons look like you and are you, that is a different type of reflection. And when you're constantly reminded, or where you constantly don't remind yourself of, once again, what you have to offer, but what you've taken, those memories haunt you. And I think those are the toughest ones to release, because you grip them, or I know in my case, sometimes I grip them because I don't want to forget them, because I don't want to repeat them. And even as a writer, like, I always, someone suggested that you should, she said that, hey, your pieces are helping wounded soldiers. So I have to remember who I shot in order to carry people out of the tunnel. And those are my scars. Those are my demons. Those are personalities and memories and events that I have to carry with me, or I choose to carry with me every day of my life. And so I'm not even sure if this is making any sense. Shout out to the Glenn Fittich 12. Thank you, Shem, for the quote and the liquor. But yeah, it was literally a random thought, because it was one of those, when you look in the mirror, who do you see? When you post a picture of you smiling, the audience may see something, but who were you when you snapped that photo? Because everyone that's smiling isn't happy. All cries aren't out of sadness. And that was just one of those reflective moments where, like a demon, like when someone hurts you, that's one thing. You can't control what other people do. But it sucks to know that you could have done better and didn't. But we also have to consider the layers. Like, who were you? How old were you? How mature were you at that time? So many factors lead into how we behave. And I tell people, don't, and I need to tell myself also, don't beat yourself for 20-year-old behavior when you're in your 30s. Or try not to. Who you are in your 20s and who you are in your 30s and who you'll be in your 40s, or if you are in your 40s and your 50s, different people, hopefully, if you've stayed the course. You shouldn't be the same person. And those skeletons in the closet, sometimes they just need to stay there. Sometimes they need to move out. Sometimes you just need to toss them away, send them to a thrift shop or something like that. But it's something that I've been working on, And I'm an artist. So artists usually tend to congregate with their demons so their audience doesn't have to. And I'm definitely guilty of, but I'm also privileged by, because something I'm doing has resonated with you, and you listen to me and you read my words, and I'm forever grateful. Before I go, I want to give roses. And this week, I'm going to give roses to the Machoki and Hack family, and those that, the Love Mike Nia family, and those that were impacted by Mike and Nia. Forever missed. This time of year is never an easy time for me. This year was the 11th anniversary of my friends being murdered after their engagement party. And to this day, I think about them every day. And the trauma and the sadness, it's still here. It's one of those things that you just don't forget. And so I really want to give roses to not just the families, but the friends and the support systems and the foundation that was created in their names, and the drive of those that took one of the most heart-wrenching moments in all of our lives and turned it into flowers for other people, and gave young people scholarships to attend college. I'm giving y'all roses, because this is not an easy week for any of us. Rest in peace. Love y'all. Miss y'all forever and ever. And shout out to Love Mike Nia crew. If you ever want to support, just check out the hashtag Love Mike Nia online. You can find it. Love Mike Nia Foundation. Amazing, amazing people. Going too soon. And with that said, that concludes episode 15 of the Crooked Halo Crew, starring the one and only Jay Wesley. That's me. Continue to support this podcast. Please share it with your friends and family. Please leave a comment. Please rate the podcast. Please reach out to me and let me know what you would like to hear. Let me know how I can improve. I'm trying. I'm giving you all my all, but I'm also open to improving. Thank you so much. Make sure you support Jay Wesley. Make sure you support Right His Wrongs on all social media platforms. Make sure you support my book, From Heartbreaks to Love Notes. Make sure you support my merch line, Jay Wesley Collection. Make sure you support any future endeavors I plan on coming out with, because I'm sure I will. Thank you so much. Love you. And I will talk to you soon. Have a blessed day. Peace. And stay crooked.